Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I find this a little pounding for my taste. Chris, what is it that we're listening to?
You're not a dance club kind of guy. I wouldn't have guessed. That's Movement by LCD Sound System. Band leader, such that it is, James Murphy, born on this day in 1970. Also sending that out to what Grizzlies fans seem to really want at the trade deadline, which is Movement.
Yeah. If they didn't before last night, they do now. It seemed to create a sense of urgency among the populace. It was, it was discouraging. Let's just say that it was bad on any number of fronts. And you were there. Let's start with a good thing. You were there eating gelato.
Yeah, no, it was a good night for me with the gelato. Sure.
What flavor gelato did you have?
I had the tiramisu. That's did my son. My daughter went with the, I guess it was Mexican chocolate.
And where is it? Where is the stand?
It's a cart, and it's on the plaza level, and I want to say it's okay. Section. It's back behind the Grizzlies bench, but you go straight up. So okay. Whatever that is, 104, 105, something like that.
It's delicious. You like it. Jeffrey said his wife has now said, where is that? I need to get that.
I think it's got to be, if there's something better inside FedEx Forum, I know this may not be the highest bar to clear, but if there's something better to eat inside FedEx Forum, I've certainly never had it.
All right, what'd you think?
You know, they lost a game. I mean, the Blazers aren't great, but they're not bad either. They're in a playoff mix. Damian Lillard is one of the best players in the league who was on a hot run. And they were in a close game with a decent team, you know, played without Steven Adams. And one team made shots at the end of the game, and the other one didn't. And it's not surprising that the Blazers were the better shot-making team there in the end. And it's not that exposed the problem with the Grizzlies. I mean, we know already. But, you know, the shot-making was just at a higher level for Portland down the stretch of that game. And maybe it's different if you get a good Desmond Bain game, which, you know, him coming off one injury, still dealing with another, that was not a peak Desmond Bain performance to a 7 from 3. But you just didn't have the other options there either. And so, you know, Jaren was 0 for 3 from 3, although he had a really good game inside the arc. You know, I think it's the collective three-point shooting and the difference in the shot-making and down the stretch of that game between the two teams.
Yeah, and I think what's discouraging about it is that you're exactly right. It doesn't reveal anything. It just further deepens one's concern about something that is already a concern, which is half-court offense, shot-making, all of that, particularly in a world where Dez is not early-season Dez, and we really don't know that he will be.
That's a good point, and I agree.
And then secondly, when Dylan is not even erratic Dylan, he's now just bad offensively from shooting. He's just bad.
As I documented in my column this week, this is the worst scoring stretch he's had since early in his second season.
So neither of those things are great. What do you think of Danny Green?
For people who are clamoring for more Dylan Brooks, he gave a similar three-point shooting, you know, 1 for 4 from 3, two fouls in like, you know, 5 or 6 minutes or whatever it was. It was a very Dylan Brooks-esque performance in terms of piling up the missed three-pointers and the fouls. I don't know. He looked fine. Like I think he'll shoot better than that, but I don't have a lot of faith that he is going to be a big boost, you know. He's going to be giving you 25 like really strong minutes off the bench night after night in playoff basketball at this age coming off that injury. It's just not something I have a lot of faith in. Like I wouldn't, you know, if you get past the trade deadline and you don't make a deal, like, I'm not going to cut him to try to sign someone else for the roster spot, but I don't see him as some missing piece or anything.
And Zaire Williams is just, it feels like he's drowning. You know, I get that they play him for reasons of development, but for the number two team in the West to be given, what did he have last night? 18 minutes or something? 12 minutes? What did he have? He had...
For reasons of development, but also reasons of, like, John Conchar is on the concussion protocol, and the other two guys are rookies, and, you know, they play 10, and so it'd be interesting to me to see if he was getting playoff minutes, right, if the playoffs were right now. I'm guessing he might, maybe not. But I don't, you know, with Zaire, I feel pretty good about him as a long-term proposition. I think people get way ahead of themselves last season and going into this season on him. I still feel pretty good about him long-term, but I would easily put him in a trade like tomorrow if I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah. All right, so that brings us back to where we were, which is OG Anunoby. ESPN today, in their trades we'd like to see, had a Zaire, Danny Green, three firsts, Golden State, and then Memphis in 23 and 25 for OG Anunoby. Yes or no?
What were the picks again?
It was the two Memphis picks in 23 and 25 and the Golden State pick in 24.
Oh, man, that is right on the line, I think. It depends on what my plan is with Dylan Brooks and whether – I mean, do I think I'm going to re-sign Dylan Brooks and OG Anunoby? If I don't, do I think I have some other deal for Dylan Brooks? I can't give up that much and then have Dylan Brooks just walk away for nothing this summer. I might do that, but I got to have some plan to either be able to keep both or be able to move Brooks to recoup some of that value. I can't have Dylan Brooks just lose him for nothing and give up three picks and Zaire Williams. Because effectively, when you think about next season, you're basically throwing Dylan Brooks into that deal. And I'm not making a deal just about this season.
Right. We just had Dan Devine on, and he made the point that Dylan Brooks may be the best 3-and-D defender on player on the open market this summer. Like, he's obviously not having a good year for Dylan Brooks, but
he's not having a good last few weeks. He was having a good season early in the season. He was playing as well as he ever has. He's just hit a really, really bad stretch that's brought down the whole season numbers.
Let's just pretend that they do this deal. They make the trade that ESPN suggested, and Dan Devine said he would do it. He said he would do that deal. What happens with Dylan and OG Anunoby on the same team for the rest of the year?
I mean, I think the move has got to be Dylan Brooks is coming off the bench, and so the question is, does you get buy-in from him on that? I think at a minimum, if I'm the Grizzlies, I say, and I'm just assuming that the contract extension for Brooks has been on the table. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it is. I say to Dylan Brooks, this contract extension is still on the table. Like, this $60 million is still on the table for you. Even though we brought someone else in, even though we're moving you to the bench, if you want this contract, it is there. You can sign it. It is there for you, and it will still be there for you this summer, and we'll negotiate, you know, who knows, maybe more. We'll negotiate with you this summer. I mean, that's what I would say, and I'd mean it. So I would try to make it work that way and hope that Dylan Brooks buy in. As much as people are frustrated with Dylan, like, how many shots did he take last night? You have the box score in front of you?
I do have the box score in front of me. Dylan Brooks took 9 shots.
Yeah, he is not – his shooting efficiency has been terrible lately. He really and truly has consciously reined it in terms of volume this season. I think he has been self-aware about his role – not in every minute of every game, but over the course of the season, much more than he has in the past, and I think more than people have expected, and I think more than his biggest critics realize. And so I'm not convinced that he would not, you know, take on that smaller role in order to stay here and to try to win big if the Grizzlies are taking care of him in a way that's somewhat around market value. Like, I would not rule that out.
I honestly have very little concern about it for the rest of the year. It's a contract year for him. I think Dylan I think Dylan likes to think of himself as a leader who will do anything to win. And
I think that's right.
Because that's the narrative he tells about himself, that is how he would approach it, at least for the rest of this year. I don't really think it would be a problem for the rest of this year. Now, whether you could do it going forward, they'd have the money. Well,
this is what I'm getting back to about that trade.
Yeah.
To me, if you're trading for OG Anunoby, you're trading with him with the idea of we are re-signing OG Anunoby, right?
Right.
I know he's under. It's not just a 1 year rental because he's under contract for next season. But we're not even making it just for the, making it just for this season, next season. We're re-signing this dude after next season. So you're factoring in a long term deal for Anunoby in your long term, you know, as you push things out. And so, what does that mean for Dylan Brooks? Even if it's fine the rest of the season, does that mean he just walks to go sign somewhere else next season and you recoup no value for him? That's what I have to factor into that trade. That if I don't think I'm re-signing Dylan Brooks, then I'm basically, in terms of next season, he's in the trade. You know, I'm giving up that value, too.
They could make it work financially.
Well, at some point, Robert Parrish is probably going to pay some tax, but it's not going to be like the Golden State tax.
Right.
I think people, it depends on where the numbers come in. I think people have underestimated a little bit how much the cap is rising, and you factor that stuff in. Like, I was comfortable with the idea of re-signing Desmond Bane and then the fourth player, whether that's Dylan Brooks or OG Anunoby. When you start talking about both, it gets tricky, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Do you think Dylan would have independent value somewhere where you could get something back for him? Not from Toronto, if they don't value him particularly, but somewhere else?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know that that's been explored. It has not been explored by me. I don't know if it's been explored by the Grizzlies. My sense a few weeks ago was that they're not trading Dylan Brooks. That was subject to change, and maybe it has. I don't know. But I have to assume that somewhere you could get, you know, at worst case scenario, you're getting, you know, people talking about Gary Trent Jr., like two good second round picks would be, like, I got to think he has at least that value, right? I don't know if I wouldn't do that for him. You know, I would rather lose him for nothing, I think, than get rid of him during this playoff run for second round picks was right. Sort of my idea with Kyle Anderson last year. But I got to factor, my broader point, which I'm reiterating, any trade I'm making, I'm thinking about the impact beyond just this season.
Yeah. So I was looking at some of the history, and I actually have to update my column because I left one out. But they have they've done a bunch of these. It's interesting. They've I didn't think of them until I started going through them. But they have traded.
Yeah, I tweeted about this a few days ago. You sort of beat me to it. But in my back pocket, if they had made the Anunoby trade, I was going to sort of invoke that history of in season trades for missing piece wings.
So they are.
Justice Winslow is another one that you missed.
Was he? Well, yeah, I was doing firsts because no first was involved in that. I was only doing lists of first round picks, and no first was involved in that one. But I double checked that. But I missed the Shane Battier one. So here's what they did. This is where they've traded first, and Courtney Lee was for seconds. I didn't include him either because I was just a subcategory of this. Bonzi Wells in 2004. I think that was good. Yes, that helped him. Bonzi blew up ultimately, but that helped him. Ronnie Brewer in 2010. No, that did not help. Well, he was hurt, and then they decided to sign Tony Allen instead of re-signing Ronnie Brewer, right?
Right.
The John Lure wasn't even – that was to get off of bad contracts.
It's a different genre of trade, yeah.
And then the Jeff Green in 2015. Were you opposed to that?
Where I think – my thinking about this was not first-round pick. My thinking about this was sort of
bolstering,
you know, missing piece kind of thing.
Yep.
And where Winslow fits and Battier doesn't is Battier was always a rental. That was a rental for 100%. One playoff run. Whereas I think with Winslow and with Green, and they hoped with Brewer when they made the trade that these were like new pieces we're adding for like multiple year stretches. And to me, if they trade for Anunoby, it's in that genre.
Yeah. All right. You have who should make the All-Star game? What chances do you give Jaren of making the All-Star team in the West?
Low. I just think so, you know, the missed games plus the missed minutes and plus, you know, the strength of the competition. I'd be surprised.
Do you have thoughts on who the remaining reserves in the West should be?
I haven't sat down and done the exercise. I mean, I can certainly do it off the top of my head.
Do it off the top of your head.
I think, let me think. So guards, so two guards, I think that's going to be Morant and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yep.
Three front court players. So the starters are Jokic, Zion, and LeBron, right?
Yep.
So I think it should be Sabonis, Domantas Sabonis, Lauri Markkanen. And then without committing it to study, I sort of feel like probably Paul George. And then you get to two wild card spots.
Not Anthony Davis. You don't want Anthony Davis there.
I think he's missed too much. Lakers are too bad. So then you get into the two wild card spots. Damian Lillard for one. And now you got one spot left. I think Jaren's in that discussion, and Davis is in that discussion.
De'Aaron Fox should be in that discussion.
I was about to say De'Aaron Fox. It would be weird to have, you know, two Kings and one Grizzly and one Nugget. I think Aaron Gordon, who's been the best player for Denver all season.
How about Devin Booker?
Maybe I do that. Maybe I do Aaron Gordon.
Is Devin Booker in the slot?
I think he's missed too much.
Too much or two as well. And then you did go to the Tyree Nichols service yesterday?
I endeavored, but there was a credentials miscommunication, and I wasn't about to argue with a publicist at a funeral, and so Julia Baker is already there, so let it go.
Julia Baker wrote about it for the Daily Memphian. All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.